Now, I want to read this about the goats, because I think this is important. Let me begin reading at verse 15. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that's for the people, bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and that bullock's blood was for him, you know. And he sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, before the mercy seat, and he shall make an atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out and have made an atonement for himself, for his household, for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that's before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock, the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about, and he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times, cleanse it and hallow it for the uncleanness of the children of Israel. Now this is a tremendous thing, and great truth is here. You see that when he killed that goat, took that blood in, he's gone in, not only for himself and his family, but he's gone in for the children of Israel because of their transgressions and because of their uncleanness. And he even comes out and anoints that altar with blood because the very place where the sacrifices are made have become polluted because of the sins of the people. And it reminds us that it's not the cross that's the important thing. It's the one who died on the cross. After all, there could have been 300 crosses erected there that day of men that were crucified. But it's the value of the one who died upon that cross for the sins of the world. And to remind us that we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from our vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of his lamb without spot and blemish. And the Lord Jesus, I believe, took his own blood into heaven. And I take that quite literally, that the blood of Christ will be there. My book on the tabernacle, which we mentioned some time ago, I have taken a position in that it's offered literally. The only criticism I ever read of the book was made by a certain denominational publication, and the reviewer was kind enough to urge all the ministers to get the book, and he called attention to what he believed was the value of it. But then he also said, be aware of the literalness of this writer, because he believes that the literal blood of Christ was offered there, and he says that's a rather crude interpretation. Well, I want to say this. Simon Peter called the blood of Christ precious, and he didn't call it crude. I believe that the blood will be there to remind us throughout the endless ages of eternity, friends, that a tremendous price was paid for our salvation. Now, the value of the one who died on the cross, shed his blood, and he presented that blood for your sins and for my sins. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.